So hello and welcome to Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And today, it's just so exciting. We're so excited. We're sort of bouncing off the walls with excitement. My guest today is an author in the new book, The Energy of Magic. She's an artist. She sings. She paints. Oh my goodness, she has a clothing line that you just have to go find out about it. And she also facilitates consciousness in her spare time. What else is possible? I am so joyful today to introduce you to Bettina Madini. Welcome, Bettina.
Thank you so much, Erica, for having me. Yay! How did I get so lucky to talk with you today?
You know, what just showed up for me to ask, which of course, you know, Bettina and I really didn't prepare that well for this interview, so you'll just have to flow with us. What was the inspiration for the cover of the new book, The Energy of Magic, and it is called The Awakening, and everyone just loves it. So tell me a little bit about the genesis of that beautiful cover.
That's a great question. Thank you so much for choosing the cover, by the way. So the inspiration came, as with most of my paintings, from the moment. I'm playing actually with colors and I'm following the flow, and I'm creating the painting in the moment. So with Awakening, it was the same thing. And I love color and I love intense color. I love the aura borealis. And so this painting unfolded in the moment while I was playing, and it really got towards the sunset. And there is something about painting at sunset for me when I, you know, sometimes I paint outside when I hardly see anything anymore, but there's the intensity of color and a certain light that I really love playing with. And this painting unfolded from there. And so it's a watercolor painting. And then when it was totally dry, I brushed over it with chalk, very soft chalk pastel, which gives it this powdery brushing, and there it was. Then it was born.
That is so amazing. You know, as an artist and someone who is always in constant creation, and you know, I just love your clothing line also. What is it that inspires you? Tell me a little bit about that inspiration. You know, I see these pictures you send sometimes where you have a cat. And there's like a cat and some trees, and you're like making silk. I'm like, okay, this is really different. So tell me a little bit about that inspiration that you just have.
It could be anything. So the first thing is, I am not afraid, and I have never been afraid of a blank canvas or a blank silk or a blank piece of paper. I will just start dancing with color, and very often color invites me. It's like, okay, who would love to play with me today? And I'm just choosing without even thinking. Now, other times there might be a flower or a tree inviting me to paint it, and also there I will not like duplicate one-on-one, because then there is this butterfly floating by while I'm painting outside, or I hear another animal or a bird is there, and they come in. And so it is more of a very magical space for me, where I don't have a point of view. I'm really playing. I'm not thinking. I am just space. And I'm really dancing with all the molecules. Literally, I have the most amazing moments with my paintings where I receive a lot of information. They literally talk with me. And sometimes, for instance, I have this thing, I want to paint a rose and there's no rose around, and I don't want to go to town to get a rose. So I'm actually asking my team, my guides, whatever you want to call it, to help me, and they do. So it is really a co-creation that comes from question and and joy and really dancing with the earth and all the beings.
I just like, I look at how far you've, I want to say how far you've come, but it's more like how more you are since we first met. And the transformation for me is just so inspirational. I honestly, I'm in awe of you, but I'm going to ask you a question as if I weren't. So there's a chapter in this new book called The Energy of Magic. And in this chapter, there's a character that is kind of a harried, I don't know, she's a going to work in a busy city type of being. And then she meets like a fictional character and they go to a fictional land. And just tell us a little bit about that, because it was so exciting when I read it. It actually felt like a Tolkien trilogy, or like, you know what I mean? Like the Wizard of Earthsea. Like it had that reality in nonfiction fiction. So tell us a little bit about your chapter. And wait, I will just go ahead and read the title, since I am blessed to have the whole book right in front of me. And for everyone who's listening, Bettina Medini wrote chapter 5 in the book, The Energy of Magic, and it's called Too Muchness and the Lost Magic That Was Never Really Lost But Hidden in Very Obvious Places. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So the chapter literally floated in a rainy thunderstorm night. And I was asking questions about the chapter, and you had asked me about contributing to the book. And I was really wondering, what could I write? You know, magic is so much part of my life, and where, you know, it has never been lost. And for me, it is something that is very present at every moment when we are willing to receive it. Now, I was sitting here in my beautiful room, and there's this metal roof, and the rain was pounding down, and it was a very magical moment. And there was this, I know this by now, that everything started vibrating. And so I just got my laptop, and all of a sudden I started writing. And this basically, the whole chapter was floating through. Wow. And it unfolded literally from thin air into words, into a space between the words. Magic is, you know, for me, it is obvious and it's not obvious, because it's the less we have points of view about what magic is, the easier we can receive it, because very often it's this feather touch, like being willing to grab something to write. I have a lot of things I just write on napkins. I write on like any,
I know,
just I don't too. Write on the walls, you know, but and so this chapter unfolded from there, and it is at the same time a story that I left open. It is a beginning, and it's also the invitation for every single reader who comes across it to find out where is your magical land that you thought is a fantasy? Where is it? Where have you put it and forgotten about it? And what if it is not lost? What if it is still with you? And the more you are inviting it to be with you and show itself to you more, it will. It's like this wall that she is standing in front of, and I could literally see everything that I'm describing in the book. I saw it.
Wow.
And the magical writing and the world, a world that is accessible and is here with us already.
Do you know, as I was working on this book, I kept tuning into that magic I had. I don't know how old I was, maybe third to eighth grade was the most magical time. And everywhere I went, I would just sort of like picture something. Like I would lay there in sixth grade on the grass of my elementary school, you know, and I would lay there at recess or lunch, I think. And I would picture a land underneath the grass and all the cities and all the people that lived under there. And I'd picture how much they were laughing that everybody up on my land was like playing soccer. And I would just lay there and I would like, I would have these like beautiful conversations with all the beings that lived under the earth, you know? And I'm curious, like, about that, like believing in fairies, not believing in fairies, believing in magic, not believing in magic. What can we do to kind of awaken that piece of us that is that, that kind of lost child?
Yesterday I recorded this recording that I would love to gift to everyone who is choosing this book. And it is exactly about that. What if we started asking questions, literally ask the earth, ask nature, ask the trees, ask the universe, what is magic for me? Show me, what is magic that nobody is talking about? And what if it is actually really the ease of asking for something and it shows up? Show me, universe, show me, earth, what is magic? What can I receive? Like when, you know, when we have walls up and barriers up, can we really receive magic? The ease, right? Have you ever been in your house and something touched you ever so lightly? Or you ask for something that you have lost and it shows up again? Or the magic of asking for something that you require, and if it is information or money, and it shows up. The magic of asking, yeah. What is, like, I think it is really with asking questions. And we all have magical capacities, and you put it so beautifully into the realm of childhood, when we are still more connected to these possibilities, the age of 8 and 13. And so in the recording, I have also, it just all came in yesterday, I clear some age related things. Oh, also nice.
Because I just want to pause, because if you buy the book, The Energy of Magic, and you go to the website, theenergyofmagic.com, and you give us your email and the number that Amazon gives you when you buy the book, you can actually receive immediately in your inbox this clearing loop that Bettina created, and it will come right to you automatically. How beautiful is that? So thank you so much for creating that loop. It's for being in this book, and it feels like I could talk to you forever, but my podcast is somewhat limited in time. So why don't you just tell us, beyond what we just said for The Energy of Magic, how can we find you and how can we connect with you?
Yes, you can find me on www.bettinamadini.com, and you find there everything that I'm doing, all my classes and paintings and my wearable art and books and everything. It's a good point to start at bettinamadini.com.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me, Erica.